Shammai from Sweden's friends. This year should be a special schus. The tool, and it's based on the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. The tool in Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph brings the Yerushalmi in Brachas 1:1. Amar Avami called Mishano Simach Ulat Fila Maudoyme. Lovo Shamel Shabab Dafak Al Pischo Shel Melch Yatsa Melch Leida. Ma'am Avagay Shemitzao Shehiflik Afum Maflik. If you're not Simach Ulat Fila, you don't say Gula Gal Yisrael. For you daven, what do you compare to? Somebody who the king loves knocks on the door of the king. The king comes out. Yeah, what would you like? And the guy leaves. So the king also leaves. So too, if we're not matfas gula tefillah, we said gula. God comes, the king comes. And if we don't say tefillah, then he says, oh, what would you like? We leave, he leaves. So the explanation apparently is, based on what it says in the Golas Mitzrayim, ve'encho b'nei yisom an avoida, ve'yis'aku v'tal shavosim alokim min avoida. And the Jewish people groaned from the avoda, and they cried out, and their crying went up to God from the avoda. Doesn't say they davened to Hashem. Doesn't say the crying out was to Hashem. It says that they cried out, and their crying out went up to Hashem, but they didn't cry out to Hashem. The crying happened to have gone up to Hashem, but it wasn't directed to him. Afterwards, and the reason is because the Kadmainim say that in Golas Mitzrayim, the Dibul was Begolas. So they had such anguish there that they didn't have koach to speak. Afterwards, in the Parsha Bikurim, it says, Vanitzak al Hashem Elokeinu v'yishma Hashem es kolenu. We did cry out to Hashem. So the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explained that Bishas Maisa, they themselves didn't realize that they were davening to Hashem. They were just crying. And afterwards, they realized the Mafreya that it was to Hashem. Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halach Gimel writes, "Shehikir Avraham Avinu as Bor Vayim Mahalach B'Korim Mefarasim L'Kusa Boilamad V'Nases Boilam Uma Shiyadas Es Hashem Atchochiyom LeYisrael B'Mitzrayim B'Chazu Uma Maaseim L'Avik L'Chov K'Moisam." Rambam explains all the shtalshus of the Avodah Zarah. Originally, they believed in God. Then they believed in His powers that He gave to the world, the sun, the moon. Then Avraham Avinu comes around. He's Mepharsim, there's one God. Then the Jewish people go to Mitzrayim. They learn, they serve idols like the Avod, like the Mitzrayim. Ukamat kat hoya ikar sheshosel Avraham Nekar. It was almost cut off, this principle that Avraham Avinu established within us. B'nei Yankiv, the Jewish people, went back to the mistake of the world and all of their mistakes here with the tos is with the test and then with the tough. Same idea. Miyavas Hashem osanu, and because Hashem loves us. Mishamas Yeshua Avraham Avinu Asa Moshe Rabbeinu. So God preserved the His covenant with us, sent us Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a happy ending. So the Rosh Hashiva explained that this is not Begeder Maisi Shahaya Kachaya alone. This is in the Pachad Yitzchok and Maimur Samachayos Kimmel. But this is the Klal Inyan HaGolus. The Klal Inyan HaGolus is the attempt to uproot us and disconnect us from Avraham Avinu. So it means Ukamat Katay Ikar Sheshosel Avraham Neka. It's almost uprooted, the principle that Avraham Avinu laid down, what he taught us, the sort of monotheism. And that's what it says to Avraham Avinu, Ger Yeh Zaracha. That we are going to be strangers because we realize we're Avram's seed. We're still going to be connected to Avram even in the Galus. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu. Even without us knowing, B'shas Maisa, the call comes from the depth of the Jewish soul, which we have as an inheritance from Avraham Avinu. Sheresh ha'amuna natu amok amok b'lev kol yudi. The Kol comes mi ma'amokim. You can't compare one kol to another. A kol comes from a sherish apnimi. And with this kol, we see who we come from, who we're descended from. And they're crying out, went up to Hashem, and you remember the covenant. It doesn't mean that hearing their crying out and remembering Avram are two separate things. Rather, because he heard our voice, within our voice, he heard the call Avram. Tal Shalvasam, Vayisko Kim is Brisa, and it turns out that our Shava, our crying out to Hashem, was really the call of Avram. And Mela Hashem remembers the Bris, Kiyachal. And that's our Seder Atfila, it's the first Bracha's Avis, Eloke Avram. Mashimunach Bikirbeinu, Yesod Shal Avraham, Shorash Amunah, Chelek Me'avot Shebetochenu. First we say Eloke Avram, we have from Avram, Magen Avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chidush Harim says, preserves this Yesod of Avram that's implanted within us, it's not going to be uprooted completely. The Bracha of Shema Koleinu, first we talk about our kol, and Chsima is Shema Tfila, Tfila is with words. Those words are said by everybody. But from the kol, you can get to the root. The kol is at the root of a person, and that kol is the kol of Avram Avinu. We start our tefillah with the Bracha of Avis, with the sons of Avram, children of Avram. Smechas Geula Tefillah means the Geula that took us out of Galus. The root of the Avos is not going to be detached, it's not going to be uprooted, and it's not going to be forgotten. And the Diburim are Diburim of Geula. In other words, through the Koach of Avram that is within us, we speak. And we're Samech Geula Letfila, Berchas Avos. In other words, we talk about the Geula, and this Geula took us out of the Galus. And what was the Galus? The Galus was is that we were almost detached from Avram Avinu, but not totally. We were still preserved in the Galus. And then we were Nigal. And now that we're Nigal, we can speak again. The Dibur was Nigal. And we're speaking Mikoach Avram Avinu. So we're Samech Geula Tefila. We had the Geula B'schus Avram Avinu, and now we're speaking Diburim of Geulim, of those who are redeemed. And that's the Magen Avram. It's the call of Avram, the Shamei Tefillah. Hashem hears the call and the words of the Geulim. That's what it means to be Samech Geula Tefillah. The Geula, redeeming us from the Galus, we were almost detached from Avram Avinu, and now we daven. We daven words of Geulim. Those are a Tefillah, the Tefillah of Geulim. And what's this Tefillah? Magen Avram, that Avrahamut was preserved. We stuck with it. And we go back to the Rishalmi cited by the Tor, about somebody who the king loved, he knocked on his door. My Ovo Shel Melech, he's talking about Avram Avinu. It's called Ovi, Isaiah 41:8. Immediately davens, he meets the king, otherwise the king goes away meeting. The moment we mention Geula, B'smichas L'tfila, it is aroused and living within us, the shaychus we have, the relationship we have to Avraham Avinu. But, kishehiflig, when he went away, in other words, if we don't daven right away, we're not masmech geula tefila, if we don't speak words of geula, then afu maflig, then the king goes away. With this we can explain the opinion that Smichas Geula Tefillah is learned from the Smichas of a Kasuv of Hashem Tzuri Ligoali Liyancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. And therefore there's no chiyuv of Smichas Geula Tefillah on Shabbos because Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. Hashem Tzuri Ligoali, God is my rock and my redeemer. And Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, it says after that, near that, that Pshat is that Tehillim Tehillim Yates, that Hashem answers us in a day of Tzara. So we connect the Geula and the Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara, which is Tefillah. But in Shabbos there's no Tzara, Memele, you don't have to be Samech Geula Tefillah on Shabbos. That's one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Mis Yosef, he brings those who argue, Sof Sof, Hechem Nevda Tekanas Smichas Geula Tefillah. But this is a kind of smichas kula tefillah. So how are you allowed to repeal it on Shabbos? Of course, you have to be some kula tefillah on Shabbos. But it would appear that galus is the attempt to uproot the banim from the avos. That's the biyom tzar. And there in galus, you need a pu'ula of smichas kula tefillah. But Shabbos is above the mitzvahs of galus. So we have the inyan of gulam b'derech memela. There is no yom tzar, there is no galus in Shabbos. That's pshat. Why on Shabbos, according to that opinion, you don't have to be somech, ge'ula, the tefillah. When we continue, the new idea, Koya Amar Hashem b'ni b'chori Yisrael, v'omay lecha shlachas b'ni, v'yavduni, v'temein l'shalchoy, hinei anuchil reget b'ncha v'chorecha. So Moshe is supposed to go to Paro, and he's saying in the name of Hashem that the Jewish people are my... Moshe spoke going to Paro, and he's saying, so said Hashem, my firstborn son of the Jewish people, is the Jewish people, and I'm telling you, you should send away my son, the Avdeni, and he'll serve me, but to main l'shalcho, and if you refuse to send him, I am going to kill your firstborn son. Rashi says, B'ni b'chori lashon gedula. B'ni b'chori means, what's my firstborn son? It's a lashon of gedula, of greatness. In the Medrash, it says, Kan chasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-mechira san b'chora, shalakach yankav me'esav. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed, signed, on the selling of the b'chora that Yaakov took from Esav. In that mechira of b'chora, it says, V'yozi Yaakov nizid, v'yom reitzav al Yaakov leteni nomen adom adom azeh. So he's making this lentil soup, and Esav said, give me that red stuff. So from this we have the mechira of b'chora to Yankov. We said to Esav, v'nei lechel lechel mus v'lam zeli b'chora, Rashi explains that nizid was red lentils. V'yozi yom meis Avram, that day Avram died, and Yaakov was cooking these lentils to do a sudas havra. You have a suda after the death of a relative, so you give the mourners a suda's havra. In the end, Yaakov didn't use the adashim for the suda's havelim, but rather he used it to buy the b'chayr from Esav. So, it's not such a kasha, but it's hard emotionally to come to terms with the fact that Yaakov Avinu prepared this food for one mitzvah, give to the Avelim, and he ended up using it for another mitzvah, for another need, to buy the b'chora. So what's this ma'ava, what's this transition, using it for, originally it was for the Avelim, Sudas Havra, Lahavra Sa'avil, and to give it to Yitzchak, and now he ended up using it for its own to buy the Bechora. So here we have a special depth in the mitzvah of Havra la'avil, to give the avil a sudas Havra. It's a prat, it's a detail of the mitzvah's gemilas chasadim. And there's a kvius yisod be'amuna here. There's a foundation of amuna. And that is that even if somebody meets midas hadin, even if somebody meets gzeres hamisa shor ba'olam, nevertheless ain midas hadin azot nitpeset ki kar b'fnei atzmo. Midas hadin is never a first koach. Midas hadin is always a second koach. The Rosh Hashiva explains this in his ma'amar on Rosh Hashanah. That ma'amar dalet. That God's original plan in creation was hatav and chesed olam chesed yibane. Onesh was only after the sin, but that's a koyach sheni. And the ikar sherish habriyah is tov. And lasid lavo, it's going to be kula tov ametiv mach Hashem l'kim demim yakol panim. And if there's punishment, it's only a second koach. It's only a second power. It's not the primary koach of the briyah. This chesed of Avra, the misha pagabo midas adin, ukviyas ha'amun azos, ha'yedei zeshe besudato ha'rishona, ya'avel nizom mitoch hashpat ha'chesed sheba'olam. After the dead person dies, so the avil has been hit with Midas Hadin. So you want to give him the Emunah that there's Chesed. So you give him the Seuda. You're Mizdama L'Midos V'Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the purpose of all Achil is to connect body and soul, to give life existence, and that is against the phenomenon of Misa with Midas Hadin, which is the separation of the soul from the body. With this we establish this Emunah, that the phenomenon of death in the world is only something temporary and it's not primary. And the primary foundation, true foundation of the world, is Chesed and Chaim. That's why I give Mesudas Havra to show the yikar of life is Chesed, not Din. This perception of Emunah gives godless Hadas and requires godless Hadas a much bigger, broader perspective. One of the differences between a godless and Katniss, it says in Halacha, Sikit in 65a, with the Ran, Amar Rav Shalosh Midos, that Chacham were Metaka in a Kenyan Lekotin, but only Kenyanim that are Nitfas Bechush, that you can see with your senses. Mashiach HaGbah, the Kotin understands it's a Kenyan. But a Kenyan Sudr is a Kenyan Mushar, it's more abstract, formalistic Kenyan. That's not Nitfas Bedas HaKotin, and Mela doesn't count for Kotin. Now, Esav took Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov took Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, and Kolin Yanav is Muchash, is very concrete and real in our eyes. The future is right now an abstraction to us. And since Olam Hazeh is the Chelek of Esav, therefore B'das, HaKatnis Shelo, again, Kotin is Seticha Bagoyim, Shteit Novadia 1-2, he has Das Katnis, so he's Toifes, he perceives the phenomenon of death as if it is terminal, over, primary, finished, because that's Katnis Hadas. You see the person going into the ground. It's over. Fat lady sang. So therefore, what does Esav say? I'm going to die. What do I need a Bechora for? Because the concepts of Avod and Bechora are based, Dafka, on the world of above. That's going to be Mizgal Lasi by Lam Haba. That's totally in Godless Hadas. That's where the Avod and Bechora come from. That's the Avod that pertains to the future. That's what the Avod is for the future. And this is given to the Bechor Dafka because we require a recognition that there's another world. It's not before us. And that's in contrast to the Kfir of the Tztukim. We said there's only one world. But all our avoid is mina oilam ve'ad ha'oilam, like it says in Divrei Yamim. Our avoida is in two worlds. Tztukim say there's only one world, like we see in Brachas 54a. But our avoda, and that's what you have in your Bechor, and you have godless Hadas, so you realize that the real world is the next world. Bechor is doubles, the Beis is 20, the Beis is 2, Chav is 20, Reish is 200. In other words, the whole Maila of Bechor is that there's a second world past this world, there's a Hemshech, there's a continuation, therefore it's all doubled, 2, 20, and 200. This we can understand that when Esav heard that Avram died, he said, oh, Gamba Esav Zaken Pagaba Midas Hadin. That Zaken also got Midas Hadin. So he was Kofer and he said, Lizdin Laz dying, there's no judge, Mint, and there's no judge, Rahman al Itzlan. And first him explain, what did he think? Avram's going to live forever. So the explanation is, based on this principle of Dagas Tfisa Sadas, Deilam Hazeh, the Das of Esav. When a person meets Misa, the fall of a Muchash, the Pu'ula al-Nafsho, Acherati Mizeh Sherak Yodei ala Maisa. When you meet it in the real world, so it's much different than it is when you just hear about it, know about it. Chacham Rolos HaNoilad. Anybody can know the Noilad, what's going to be, but the Chacham sees the Noilad. Together, chush. If a person knows what's going to be, knows the noilad, he's not a chacham. He has to see it. It has to be real. Esav knew Avram was going to die. When he saw Midas Hadin, he said, "Les din, but les dying." The re'ia was polanam hachrez of kfira. The re'ia made it real for him. His death, that made him be kofer. That the whole world is just din, and it's achzarius. It's a cruel world. And that the Medrash says, "Al tivku lames b'cho b'cho la'olech." Pasuk in Jeremiah 22:10. Al tivku lames, that there's tchias amesim. That's Avram. Ze Avram sheish tchias amesim. That's Avram. There's going to be tchias amesim. Don't cry. But al tivku la'olech, al tivku lames, al tivku la'olech. Who is that? Esav. There's Bechia. See, he's not a Tchias HaMeisim person, but Avraham Avinu is. So Al Tifku LaMeis. But in the world of, you can cry for the Anecha Olech Lamus, because he's really dead. The Midas HaBachoyah, that's the Medrash. The Midas HaBachoyah establishes that Midas HaDin is only an union of Arayus. It's temporary, it's not a Dabar Kavua. Bachoyah establishes an Avoda that brings us the Tchias HaMeisim. But the Mechias HaBachoyah, it says, Mechor Kiyoim. When Yaakov speaks to Esav, he says, Kiyoim. It's clear as day. See b'chush, see in a very real, concrete way how you're selling it. Esav said, "Haliteni namen adom adom azeh adom." Give me that red stuff. Adom is dam. Dam midas hadin. Ve'etzar rishon admoini. Ve'etzar rishon admoini. Rashi says, this red one comes out first. He's going to be a shefich damin. Haliteni namen adom adom. He's going to be a blood spiller. Haliteni namen adom adom azeh. Haken kol shema edoim. In other words, the place of the Tokef HaDin and all of its Chaymer, a very powerful din in this world, is by Esav. Al-Char B'chatichya, it says by him. You live by the sword. And therefore, the pouring him, just pour it down my throat. Haliteni, this Halata, is part of the Maisa Kinyas HaBachoyra. When these Adashim were poured down the throat of Esav, lentils. There was a havdalah in the a separation made in the place that Makom Hadin has in Kedusha and the place that it has in the world of Esav. All the koach of Odem in this world is Esav. And the Bechorah was taken away from him, was saved from the clutches of Esav, who was totally din. Esav is din. And therefore, if he has the Bechor, it's no good. Because the Bechor is double. The Bechor is two worlds. The Bechor is Olam Shekulo Tov. It's an Avoda that brings a Tchias HaMeisim. So Esav is no Shaychus to that. So it emerges that that Tikkun that was done through Mitzav Ra'as HaEvil. What's Mitzav Ra'as HaEvil? To show that Chesed is Iker. That's what we're doing. There was Midas HaDin, you're showing Chesed is Iker. And now, Yaakov buys the Bechor from Esav, this Edom, this Din, this blood, this Shefer Domin. And the Mela, it was saved from the world of Din, and it was brought into the world of Chesed. It's really both the same thing. Havras Evil and Havel, and buying the Bechor is the same Pa'ula, showing that Midas HaChesed Zikr, not Midas HaDin. Koach HaDin goes to Esav, and the Koach HaChesed, which is the Iker of the world, goes back to Yaakov. Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Jewish people come to light, B'nei Bukhari Yisrael. They bring us to Tchias HaMeisim, they bring the world to Tchias HaMeisim. The beginning of that parsha of Yaakov and Esav, Vayigdu and Aram, and Yaakov buys the Bukhari. And that's B'nei Bukhari, that's Vayigdu, Godless Hadas. B'nei Bukhari Yisrael, Lashon Gedula. In other words, included in this Bukhari is Dagas Godless Hadas. Included in this Bukhari is the level of godless hadas. That's B'nei Bukhari Yisrael. We have godless hadas. We see beyond this world. We don't have katnis hadas, only seeing this world. Katnis is to cut off, it's partial. That's what kat means. Kuftes. Godless is the gimel dalet, is something that extends. Gedal grows. Gurach is gurasik. So that's the godless. Godless to be able to see expansively, beyond this world, godless hadas. And that's the opposite of Hinei Anochi Alech Lamus. Esav says, I'm finished. All there is this world. And Yaakov brought the Avodah that brings the Tchias HaMeisim. So B'nei Bechor Yisrael, they're my Bechor, because if Vayigdalu on Aram, Yaakov has the Bechor. Yaakov has this godless Hadas, his Vayigdalu. Esav also was also a godless, but he sold it to Yaakov. He didn't have that godless Hadas, so therefore he lost the Bechor. Never Shalachas Mivi Avduni. Send away Jewish people and let them serve me. Otherwise, I'm going to kill your firstborn son. In other words, you're going to have the mahalach of the Bechor she'olech lamus. That Esav said, Hinei Anochi olech lamus, lama zeh li Bechor. Advarim Meirim Usmeichim Me'oit. Okay, we have a lot more to say, more of our blessing. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.